You're listening to SBS News.
Chinese billionaire Huang Xiangmo is known to have donated millions of dollars to both Labour and the coalition. The former top lobbyist for Beijing had his permanent residency revoked and application to become an Australian citizen denied while he is overseas. Mr. Huang is fighting to return to his $13 million Sydney mansion, to which Australian officials say he may never return. Senior government sources have confirmed that the Home Affairs Department denied Mr. Huang a passport for a range of reasons, including character grounds. Sydney University of Technology Associate Professor Feng Chongyi says Australian government has sent a strong message to the Chinese Communist Party on foreign interference.
This shows the determination of Australian government to deal with this foreign interference of Australian politics.
In Australian political circles, Huang Xiangmo is well known. Despite his links to the Chinese Communist Party, the billionaire has donated millions of dollars to Australian political parties through his companies. The blocking of his citizenship has now raised questions about whether Labour and the coalition should return the almost $2.7 million he has given in political donations over 5 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has introduced a law to ban foreign donations.
They're sensitive matters, and the government has always acted consistent with the advice that we've received, and that's what has happened on this occasion. We've introduced a law to ban foreign donations. That's what we did. That's the action we took. You know, we know that the donations have been made to many political parties, not just one. Then we have prospective laws that deal with that into the future, and I think that's the responsible way to deal with it.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Labour Party has had no ties with Mr. Huang.
Well, we stopped taking money from him a couple of years ago. In fact, Labour stopped taking donations from that gentleman and another person before the law caught up with our position.
The decision to revoke Mr. Huang's right to live in Australia is the first enforcement action to be made by Canberra against a suspected agent of the Chinese Communist Party. It came after immigration officials spent more than 2 years analysing Mr. Huang's background as a businessman, his ties to the Chinese Communist Party in Australia and China, and answers he gave in interviews with Australian security officials. The Home Affairs Department won't confirm whether Mr. Huang will be allowed to return to Australia, where he's lived with his wife and children for years. Mr. Huang may be able to challenge the Home Affairs decision by requesting an internal review, but an official said any legal challenge would take a very long time. George Oshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.